I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, extremism in Mali creates gospel opportunity. I'll explain how in just a moment. Then later, hope is hard to find in Haiti, but believers are refusing to give up. That story heading your way in just a moment. Today, we'll start in Mali. The African Union's calling for urgent international action as security in Mali deteriorates. Extremist groups have created a fuel and economic blockage in the capital by cutting off major highways. They're also kidnapping foreigners. Greg Kelly from Unknown Nation says,
it just causes absolute pandemonium and chaos.
These Al-Qaeda-associated groups are working to dominate the region and impose Sharia law. Christians make up less than 1% of Mali's population, which puts them in danger.
That brings a real challenge to the church, because Christians are suffering in the midst of that.
As the humanitarian crisis is unfolding, the conditions may worsen in the coming days.
Life is difficult, but when you bring coup attempts and radical extremists trying to take over, it makes life all the more difficult, and these people are beginning to question their worldview.
Unknown Nation's strategies aim to bring practical aid to those struggling to survive, and this opens the doors to the gospel.
That they can say, I love you in Jesus' name, and let me tell you about the hope of glory.
Within Mali's borders are 74 distinct people groups. Pray that the love of Christ reaches them in the midst of their suffering. Next, Israel welcomes the United Nations acceptance of President Trump's plan for Gaza, which includes a multinational stabilization force. The plan assigns this force to work alongside Israel, Egypt, and newly trained Palestinian police to secure the region and disarm Hamas. Underground Christians aren't waiting for stability to make disciples in Gaza, though. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries says that although he can't discuss details for security reasons,
disciple makers go in and they are making disciples there. We're not just sending in like relief workers that are going to leave in a few weeks. We're looking for a movement of God, and we really want to make sure that Jesus is proclaimed on this strip of land, on his strip of land.
The underground church is hanging on, despite 2 years of war taking a heavy toll on Gaza's above-ground church. Of Gaza's 1,000 known believers, fewer than 600 remain.
Above-ground churches are allowed in these places, but very limited. There's a big Catholic presence. Our network are all either Israeli background believers or Muslim background believers who operate underground.
Pray for open and receptive hearts as disciple makers offer the hope of Christ in Gaza.
It's just very dark, and there's so much trauma and so much pain. This is traditionally where people cry out to the Lord the most from the depths of their soul, and then God does answer.
And finally, yesterday was Verdier Day in Haiti, the 222nd anniversary of the last major battle in its war for independence. But these days, the nation is far from strong. Last month, officials declared that plans for the 2026 general elections will have to be delayed due to expanding gang power. Here's Kate Michelle with Radio TV 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio. She explains that with more than 10% of Haiti's 12 million people displaced,
just thinking of the logistics of how elections could be held, it's hard to see how they could be run fairly and safely.
Life in northern Haiti is congested. Many people have fled there from gang violence. Michelle says there's an underlying fear that gangs in central Haiti will carry out their threats to come north. And that's what makes the gospel-centered broadcast from 4VEH such a lifeline for Haitians.
That they have a solid foundation to stand on, and that is the word of God and his promises and those things that we can hold fast to.
Haiti's no different from other nations, needing God's mercy and grace to press forward. So please pray for fair elections next year that'll build stability, and pray too for 4VEH as it deals with inflation.
Pray that the Lord will meet those needs so that we don't have to cut any of the ministry that we offer.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.